is Jonathan Fogel, and you are listening to Mac Edition Radio.
This is Harris Fogel at the Photo Plus Expo in New York City. I'm with Steven Weinrieb, the author of a brand new book, Adobe Photoshop and the Art of Photography. Hello, Steve.
Hi, how are you, Harris?
Your new book is different than most books on Photoshop, right? So let's talk about how it's different and what your goals were with this new publication.
Well, I started writing it as a book to introduce photography students to Photoshop. And, of course, there are a number of Photoshop books out there, so how could I set my book apart from other books was really key. And I wanted to bring other voices to the book, so I started the process of finding people to interview for the book. And originally, I had a short list of people, and I thought of a few star names that I could bring into the book that would really pique interest of the students reading. So I approached a couple of photographers who I thought I would never hear from after I dropped them an email. And lo and behold, I got emails back saying, sure, we'd love to participate. So before I knew it, and I think the first 2 or 3 days of lining up interviewees, I ended up with John Paul Caponigro and Joyce Tennyson, and I had Graham Nash come on board through a friend that knows him through photography dealing, and his partner in Nash Editions, Armac Holbert. And from there, everything fell together, and I got a great group of 12 photographers to participate at the end of each chapter in about a 4-page interview. So we ended up with about 70 pages of interviews, illustrated interviews in the book.
And this book is intended to be a textbook for people learning Photoshop, right?
Yes, I'm an Adobe certified Photoshop instructor, so it's something I really enjoy doing, and I do it well, I feel, and my students like my approach towards teaching Photoshop, which is, I can't say necessarily a different approach to how somebody else might teach it, except in the way that I structure, but also the way that I guess I would say my voice that I use when I teach. And I try to teach when I instruct groups of students, corporate trainings or in higher educational institutions. I try to do very much hands-on training. So in writing a book, I wanted to do a training that would be hands-on except in the structure of a textbook. And in order to do that, of course, I have lots of projects. There's a disc in the back of the book. There's projects at the end of each chapter related to the chapter content. But to start the book and, again, set the book apart, I began with a chapter called Photography Today, in which I try to root Photoshop as a tool in the tradition of photography tools. Photoshop isn't just new software such that somebody might say, I'm going to let photography as I knew it go, I'm going to buy a computer, and I'm going to make a right angle in the way I use the art form. Photoshop is a tool that continues in the tradition of photography tools, and many of the tools in Photoshop are actually tools that have existed for a long time. So there's very little that you can do in Photoshop that you couldn't do before in traditional photography. Ansel Adams talked about curves. If you read Ansel Adams, he talks extensively about curves. Curves are nothing new. Things like unsharp masking, understanding shadows and highlights. These are just traditional principles. Photoshop does it very well and gives you fantastic tools to use these photography principles. But really, Photoshop is just a tool in the tradition of photography tools, and that's how photography students should approach it. I found that's been well liked as an approach by especially photography teachers. And when we began the book, I did some research. I sent out a questionnaire to a number of institutions, found that a lot of photography schools begin their photography training after introducing the students to traditional photography. They don't start out the students in digital, because they want students to understand how to make a good exposure. And, of course, the fear is that students might say, well, I don't need to learn how to make a good exposure or frame my picture accurately because I can do all this after the fact. I know at the University of the Arts where you teach, and I had some time spent there teaching as well, they introduce students to digital in the beginning. And that's maybe an approach more schools will adopt in the future, maybe not. I don't know. But in my research, I found that the bulk of the schools that I sent out questionnaires to, the universities around the country, introduce students to digital in the second semester, second year, sometimes not even until the third year. So I wanted to write a book that teachers could use that would keep the students rooted in photography and not just say, okay, well, now you've learned 2 years or a semester or two of traditional photography, and you can forget all that because we're going to sit down at the computer. That's not the way it should be.
That's an ongoing discussion for most photo faculty, which is the role of traditional darkroom technology as a precursor to digital, or are we looking at a new generation of photographers who a darkroom is an antiquated alternative process and they're 100% digital from the time they can remember a camera?
Well, you know, it was very interesting in doing the interviews for my book that some ongoing themes began being repeated by some of the photographers that I interviewed and some of the things that I discovered in interviewing them. For one thing, the idea that no photographer is using film today isn't true. That will probably change someday. I don't know when, but there were a number of fine art photographers, very well-known fine art photographers, that I couldn't get for the book because they're shooting film. And some well-known photographers emailed me back, I'm not using Photoshop, I shoot film, or we scan negatives, and then somebody else does some work, or post-production takes it to the book, or the prints for the exhibits, but I don't actually use Photoshop. Because there's an integrity in shooting film. A photographer 100 years from now, if somebody says, well, did you alter that picture, they can know that in history somewhere in a drawer is their negative or their transparency. Some other photographers that I did get in the book, Clark and Pugnot in Paris, are actually scanning transparencies. And a number of other photographers either use maybe legacy work. Lois Greenfield, who's in the book, is of course shooting digital now, but she is one thing that she talks about quite a bit is that she doesn't use Photoshop and doesn't want to be known as using Photoshop to alter her work because everything is a single capture. So there was some passion there as far as the traditional photography and the fact that people are shooting digitally, but they don't want to be thought of as necessarily manipulating their work.
For a lot of folks, the advent of digital has meant a step away from fine art concerns because so much of your energy has to go into learning the technology and the learning curve of digital, whereas film was a mature technology and once you had it under your belt, you could concentrate on larger issues. But in digital, it's a moving target. It's always changing. Did you find a recurring theme of folks who were trying to balance the digital with the more important aims of creating original work?
One recurring theme was that the tradition to pay attention to is art, that it's not the technique, digital or traditional photography doesn't elevate, as to use one of Jerry Uhlsman's words, who I interviewed for the book and who doesn't use Photoshop, albeit his wife Maggie Taylor does use Photoshop, that it doesn't use doing some digital technique to an image doesn't necessarily elevate it to the level of art. Many of the photographers emphasize the tradition, going to museums, looking at art, learning composition that way from painters, 14th, 15th, 16th century painters. Lisa Holden of Amsterdam talks about using Renaissance art as an inspiration and Victorian art as an inspiration for her work. And all the photographers really want to emphasize to students, because they're all teachers themselves, that the tradition of art and photography are what the young photographer or somebody learning Photoshop should think about, and Photoshop is a tool to get you there.
What was the most surprising discovery that you found in doing this book?
Well, of course, I discovered that photographers, well-known photographers, are people who are just like anybody else, except they, and this is a quote from John Paul Caponigro, people that do something one thing extraordinarily well. And what I found with John Paul and Jerry Uhlsman, Graham Nash, these are all people who really have a passion about photography and really want to share and are very approachable. And, for example, Graham Nash called me and I was making dinner and my children were yelling for their food. My four-year-old had just gotten home. And I picked up the phone and I said, can I call you back in 15 minutes? And I'd been trying to hook up with him on the phone for the interview for some time. And he said, sure, call me back, no big deal. And the people were just very, very nice and very gracious in their time because they're teachers. And I think most great artists love to teach. So that was something that I found especially. Also, what I found as a common theme with the photographers that I interviewed was that they don't feel that digital photography should be looked on as an end in itself. And also the argument about manipulation and whether or not photography that's being manipulated is really art or whether it's really photography should really be put to rest. This was a terrific common theme that several of the photographers spoke about, because photography has always been manipulated, whether or not it's shot in black and white or color, which take from a group of takes you use for the final piece, whether you use a wide-angle lens or a telephoto lens. These are things that also are manipulations. So in order to think in terms of digital and what that's doing to photography, well, it's really just something that we're using now in the continuum of photography tools, and that's the way I teach it in the book.
Steve, is your book aimed at a beginner, or is it aimed at an intermediate user?
Well, it certainly begins at the beginning, and I think I make a reference in the first chapter to Dorothy and the Yellow Brick Road, because you've got to start at the beginning, of course, and I do that when I train. I do it from a grounds-up way of training, and I really introduce to start out with the interface, but then I get to some pretty advanced concepts at the end of the book, like HDR imagery, high dynamic range imagery, and show how to do that and explain it, I think, in a well-thought-out way. But I start out the book saying, take pictures as if Photoshop doesn't exist. It's important that the photographer goes out there, whether you're a beginner or an advanced user of Photoshop, that you take pictures as if what's important is what's in the frame, because that's what is. Think about your exposure. Think about the content. Think about the four corners of what you see in the viewfinder. Make your exposure good, get good content, and then see what you can do from there.
I want to thank Steve Weinrieb for spending time with us today. Steve, where can our listeners find out more information about what you're up to and workshops you're teaching, as well as where they can find out more information about your new book?
You can find my website at steveweinrieb.com, but that's awfully hard for a lot of people to spell, so I have mrphotoshop.com, that's mrphotoshop.com, which is a lot easier to tell people. And from there, you can also link to my blog, and I keep one of my favorite weekly subjects there called the Irreverent Photo Tool of the Week. So go check that out for a chuckle and drop me an email. Also, you can find out more about the book at DelmarLearning.com. That's D-E-L-M-A-R, learning.com. And they have a host of wonderful photography and graphic arts books, and you'll see my book there and a synopsis of it. And, of course, you can buy it at Amazon and all major retailers.
Well, once again, I want to thank Steve for spending time with us today. Steven Weinrieb, the author of Adobe Photoshop and the Art of Photography. Thanks a whole lot for spending time with us.
Thanks, Harris.
For Mac Edition Radio, this is Harris Fogle. You've been listening to Mac Edition Radio, available on the web at www.macditionradio.com. The contents are copyright 2008 and may not be used without written permission.